Welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern, and I help women who want to live a life of time and freedom become widely successful using proven organic marketing strategies so that they can finally achieve those lifelong dreams with confidence. Okay, so today's episode, we're going to be looking at 100 plus epic blogging resources and tools for blogging and small business. That's 100, over 100 epic blogging resources and tools for blogging and small business. Let's get right into it. Are you looking for the best blogging resources and tools to start a business or to keep your business or blog successful? Ever wondered what successful bloggers are using to continue being successful year after year? That's a lot of successful, isn't it? Do you need to find ways to work smarter rather than harder and still get great results for your blog or business? Well, if you've answered yes to all of those questions, I have good news for you. If you are one of my regular readers or listeners, you know that I'm always interested in time management and productivity. The reason for this is that life is way too short to spend all of your time in your business or even blogging. You see, many small business owners and bloggers struggle with spending too much time on their blog or business. They wonder if there is a way they can complete a task quicker, cheaper, and smarter compared to their current scenario. Truth be told, I'm always on the lookout to complete all of my tasks using smarter technology or using a group or a tribal approach. So in this particular podcast, I will cover over 100 blogging and small business resources that you can use to be a smarter small business owner. Okay, so before I jump into that big list, let me spend some time clarifying what I classify as a blog or business or small business, in fact, resource. So any piece of advice, software, technology, or group that can help you with the following: starting a blog or business, finding a niche, finding your passion, improving your mindset, getting yourself motivated, content ideas, content creation, podcasting, marketing assistance, website traffic, email marketing, time management and productivity, and blog monetization. As you can see, there are so many aspects to starting and maintaining a small business or a blog. It is true that one person does not know everything. So by sharing what I have learned over the last 10 years, I hope it will help you too. At the end of this particular podcast, I will be asking you to share your wisdom so that others can benefit from what you know. And you can easily share that by heading over to my website and to this particular the show notes for this particular podcast. You go to successunscrambled.com/blogging-resources. That's successunscrambled.com/blogging-resources. All right. So are you ready? Let's dive into these blogging resources. Find your purpose. Everything that you do, you and I do in this life, has a reason behind it. You eat when you're hungry, you bathe to smell clean, well, most of us, you procreate to keep the world going. It takes a while for many of us to develop a desire to find our true purpose in life. You will notice that empty feeling when life has no meaning. You can watch over my shoulder if you go to the show notes, as I spend time showing you how I spent time mapping out my passion and purpose in two videos. So if you head over to the show notes again, successunscrambled.com/blogging-resources, you'll see I have two videos there. One is entitled Find Your Passion Demo, and the other one is called Map Out Your Purpose. You click on the links to those and look at the video. One of the video, the first one is about five minutes long. The other one is about 8 minutes and 42 seconds. It's not a lot of time. And it, at least it will help you to find your passion and purpose, because it's so important. I couldn't stress it enough, because there's no point heading down the road and creating something that just isn't, that you're not passionate about, because you're going to get tired, bored, and just abandon that project and move on to something else. So a tool I use in the second video is Xmind. It has been such a great resource for me for over 12 months. My rate of creating content, and I create a lot of content, became too much for the free version, so I needed to move on to something else. But you can use it as well for 12 months. I don't know if you create as much content as I do, but if you're not, then it probably would last you a whole lot longer. But it's so, so good for helping you to, you know, putting that bit together that would actually, you know, help you to decide on what it is that makes you tick, gives you the drive to go forward. So take a look at that. Next up, we have mindset. Many people will argue that you need to look at mindset first before you find your passion. And it really depends. I think you need to look at mindset all the way through the process, because you would always encounter obstacles along the way. And from the time you find yourself complaining or that something is too difficult or you wish life was easier, you need to look at your mindset. And this can happen every week. It can happen every day. It can happen once a month. It can happen every year. So I think mindset is something that is a fine thread that runs throughout your journey as an entrepreneur. Depending on your needs and where you are emotionally and mentally, you can decide to do mindset first. If you are wondering if this is really something that you need, then I can tell you that as an entrepreneur, you need this. You have no idea. I guess it's so comprehensive that there's so many different aspects. So you have mindset when it comes to time management, mindset when it comes to how you save money, mindset when it comes to how you spend money, mindset when it comes to your relationship with money, your relationship with overcoming obstacles, your ability to remain motivated, your ability to accomplish tasks. There's so many things that mindset can affect in terms of, you know, being successful when it comes to being an entrepreneur. It is the one thing that determines if you will succeed or fail. Here are 7 resources that I revisit every year to keep me successful. Number one on the list is a TED talk by Simon Sinek, and it's called How Great Leaders Inspire Action. I've left the link in the show notes. Just when you thought you understood why people buy products and services, think again. You head over to the show notes. Again, it's successunscrambled.com/blogging-resources. And you would see I have a link in the show notes there with an image of the video. Just click on that and you go and have a listen to Simon's TED talk. It's about 18 minutes long. All right. Next on the list, number 2, is the Traveler's Gift. You probably heard me go on and on and on and on and on and on about it because it's so good. Like, sometimes you, I don't know if what it is, what your current situation is, but with me, you know, sometimes, well, in the past, I found myself in a situation where I thought, life is over. And at that stage, I was young. So you can imagine me thinking life is over at that young stage. And here I am, much older, looking back and thinking, silly me. But Traveler's Gift by Andy Andrews is such a great piece of work. Especially if you've come through a really rough time, not even come through, but you're experiencing a very rough time in your life. You think that you've messed up. You think that you've hit rock bottom. You think that your life is over. You think, I don't know, what else you can probably think that's worse than that. You've lost all your relationships. You've lost your children. Yeah, there's no way you can get, you know, back up and dust your clothes off. That you've gone through a really, really, really tough time. No matter what you've done, Of course, there's always the Bible. But if you need some inspiration of somebody, a story of somebody who's gone through a tough time and through it all, he gets inspired to go back and change his life, then you need to read The Traveler's Gift. It literally shows you that it is possible to be having the worst time of your life and you can still come out on top. I've left the link again in the show notes. Number three, we have Carol Dweck on Growth Mindset. I don't know if you've ever seen her TED talk, but it's so very good. And as the name suggests, it's all about growth mindset. Because many of us think, I wasn't born lucky. I wasn't born with this talent, or I didn't have that. It's impossible to learn that. I can't learn to be a good copywriter. I can't, whatever. You need to look at Carol's video. It's only about 10 minutes long. And it really goes into show you that anyone can experience success in life just by changing their mindset. Again, I've left the link there in the show notes. Next, number four on the list then is Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Again, this deals with your mindset when it comes to money, business, entrepreneurship, and being an employee. Yeah, I mean, I can't really explain it more, but you just need to read a book. Understanding the Way Money Works is one of the secrets of being successful. One of the few books that really helped me to understand this concept is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I suggest that you give it a read and get a better understanding of entrepreneurship as well. If you've never, don't have it at home, don't have a friend with it, I've left a link again in the show notes. Number five is Angela Lee Duckworth on the concept of grit, the power of passion and perseverance. I don't know if you've ever seen her TED talk, amazing. One of the key reasons why I wake up excited almost every day is because I develop this thing called grit. I remember seeing this video for the first time and thinking, if Angela was talking about me. Many people will give a load of excuses as to why they did not pass the exam, why they didn't study well, why they haven't started a business, why they haven't started a blog, excuses. Why they are not doing well, etc. And her video is only 6 minutes long. Again, I've left the link in the show notes. People like you and I who are great will just put our heads down, get stuff done, while others will look on in wonder. Again, the you can find a link following successunscrambled.com/blogging-resources. Number six on the list, things rich people do. I mentioned this in a previous podcast, but just in case you are new to my podcast and you never heard of this before, I spent a lot of time writing an entire blog post and recording an entire podcast outlining all of those things that rich people do differently. However, if you did not get a chance to look at it, then head over there now and take a look at things the rich people do that others ignore. And number seven, get motivated and stay motivated. Again, one of these this is another topic that I've covered already in a blog post and podcast, where I gave 9 ways to get motivated. I also gave 7 ways to stay motivated, because it's important not only to get motivated, but to stay motivated. Again, I've left a link in the show notes, successunscrambled.com/blogging-resources. Entrepreneurship. All right, it's important to realize that the drive to become an entrepreneur is not for everyone. If you're thinking of going into entrepreneurship or on an entrepreneurship journey, you need to know that it will not be easy. It'll be quite testing, trying, etc. The process of becoming an entrepreneur also involves a huge amount of it. Also involves a journey of self-development and self-improvement. To help you on this journey, here are 3 resources that outline the different types of entrepreneurs. The first one is Become an Entrepreneur. It's a resource I created, I think it was last year. Gosh, time is flying so fast. Another one called Entrepreneur. That's INTRAPRENEUR. And the other one is Entrepreneur. Again, I've left the link in the show notes. The good news is that you can remain as an employee and still use your entrepreneurial skills at your employment if you so choose. But take a look at those resources there that I've left, and yeah, see where you fit in, what kind of entrepreneur you are, and you know, which one of those profiles actually meets your current situation. Next up, we have a startup blog or a business. Now that you have a better understanding of what is possible, what you need to make it happen, as well as your passion, let's look at how you can get there. Now, it is very, very possible that you don't have $20,000 lying around in a bank account somewhere and you are strapped for cash. Who isn't, right? The good news is that you can start a business with very little resources depending on what you want to do. I have a resource available that shows you 25 ways that you can start a business with little or no money over a weekend. You can take advantage of that information because it also has really detailed step-by-step guides. Again, I've left a link in the show notes. If you prefer, you can just start a blog, which is the path to least resistance. And you can enroll in my Start a Blog in 10 Days course. I've left a link in the show notes for that one as well. All right, so here is a big list of resources that you can use to help in terms of your blogging journey. I have a Grab a Blog Business Plan, Build Self-Confidence, Awesome Blog Niche Ideas, Amazing Blog Name Ideas, Choosing a Domain Name, WordPress Hosting Tips, Launch a Blog Like a Pro, Great Food Blog Topics, Popular Lifestyle Blog Topics, Build a Brand, and Create a Brand Board. All of them, again, are in the show notes. successunscrambled.com/blogging-resources. There's so many blogging resources available for starting a blog or business, and it's nearly impossible to get it wrong. Like I said, nearly impossible, because, you know, people are different. They interpret information differently, and they absorb that and you know, implement them differently. Or they might miss a step. Who knows? All right. So next up, we have monetize your blog from day one. This topic is a little bit controversial because many professional bloggers argue that you should wait until you get website traffic to insert affiliate links into your blog posts. However, another set of pro bloggers believe that it should be done from day one because you will not have the time to go back and insert all of those links on 50 to 100 blog posts. I can tell you from experience that it is so very true that when you get to 50 blog posts, the thought of editing existing content is frightening. But if you have to, you have to. So my advice to you is to monetize your blog from day one. There are so many ways to accomplish this feat, but here are the five popular ways that bloggers use. The first one is sponsored posts. Sponsored posts is the ability to collaborate with brands where they pay you to write a blog post, anywhere from $50 to $500. About their product or service. And obviously their terms and conditions when it comes to writing that sponsored post, so beware of your legal obligations as well. Affiliate marketing, a bit of self-explanatory, but just in case you've never heard of affiliate marketing, it involves promoting other people's products. So you get an affiliate link, so a link that, and you insert it into your blog post, and when people click on that link, you get, and they buy the product, you get paid a commission for marketing that product or service. Courses and ebooks is next, number three, in terms of ways to monetize your blog. This is a bit self-explanatory, but courses mean that you can develop your own course. Maybe you have a course about meal planning, or even an ebook about planning great meals, tasty meals for kids between the ages of 6 and 13. I don't know what your specialty is. But you can monetize your blog by selling courses and ebooks to your audience. Number four, we have ad networks. And this can include places like AdSense, MediaNet, MediaFine, AdThrive, and Monumetric, plus a few others. If you're not even aware of what I'm talking about, I seem like I'm speaking gibberish. I have a resource that covers ad networks. So I link to that in the show notes, so you can see what, you know, the information I have on that today. The post is about alternatives to AdSense. It covers all the different ad networks there. And number five on the list then, in terms of ways to monetize your blog, is services and consulting. So you may decide as a blogger to offer freelancing services, like becoming a virtual assistant to small businesses, becoming a writer, or for Pinterest virtual assistant services, or Pinterest account management. You can offer blog consulting, you can offer social media marketing, you can offer so many different things as a service. So something for you to consider anyway, if you want to manage customers. Another popular thing you can do is standard operating procedures, organization. So people looking for people to organize either their emails or to organize their business, just streamline everything, put everything into a process. That's something else you can do as well. So many options available. If you spent time creating your very own blog business plan, then you would already know how you will be monetizing a blog or your blog. So just in case you need inspiration, I've left a link in the show notes that shows you 30 plus ways to monetize your blog. And as well as that is a link, I guess, mentioning about the ad networks. In the event you need alternatives to AdSense or to see a list of ad networks, I've left a link in the show notes where I show you 30 plus other ad networks that you can use if you don't like using AdSense or if you just can't get through with AdSense. Are you looking for inspiration from other bloggers? So in other words, would you like to see other case studies from other bloggers who monetize their blog? You can grab a blog income report that I have linked again in the show notes, where bloggers across several niches are making money blogging. So I go across niches like lifestyle, food, mommy blogs, travel, fitness. I think there's seven different niches on there. So do spend the time looking at that blog income report, and you would actually see, you know, what other bloggers are doing, how much money they made, and, you know, how they got there, like what did they do to get there. Okay, up next I have email marketing. Another element that you need to set up from day one is your email marketing services. A key way to get paid blogging is via email marketing. I am not going to leave you stranded, as I have resources for this as well. Generally speaking, email marketing is a great way for you to grow your blog audience, as you can communicate with them directly after they join your list. So here are five blogging resources about email marketing for you. I have actually three. I don't know why I said five. So the first one is five free email marketing services. I did leave a link there in the show notes. ConvertKit versus MailChimp. And you can collect leads using Thrive Leads plugin. So I've left the link again in the show notes. After you have all of this set up and you want to consider taking things to an advanced stage by building a sales funnel, if you're not aware what a sales funnel is, you can check out the article I wrote about how to get paid blogging using a sales funnel. And it's something that you might want to consider. So I've left, again, a link in the show notes. All right. Now we are on to website traffic. Yes, I did say 100 epic blogging resources. So this is going to be a podcast with a little bit of length, but it's going to be well worth it because I cover so many things. Okay, website traffic. So at this point, you are probably thinking that I am forgetting a crucial element of the entire blogging equation. If you are wondering how to get your blog noticed, then this is the section that covers many aspects of website traffic. One of the key ways to a successful blog is spending time conducting research on the needs of your audience. Research on the needs of your audience can be done via keyword research. It could be done via places like Quora, so you want to know what kind of questions people are asking. But here are some of the blogging resources or tools that you can use: Uber Suggest, Answer the Public, Key Search, and Keywords Everywhere. These are four tools that will give you insight into what your audience is searching for, as well as what possible challenges they are facing. If you want to know how to get your blog to show up in Google, then stay tuned. While doing your keyword research, you may find it handy to get your head around the concept of how to get your blog to show up in Google. This is also known as search engine optimization. If this is a new concept to you, don't worry, because I've got your back. Here are four blogging resources that will help you to get your blog to show in Google. I have SEO for beginners, SEO for mommy bloggers, Yoast SEO tutorial, and rank higher in Google using these tricks. Again, those links are left in the show notes. You may feel overwhelmed at first, but just know that it is normal to feel this way when you are about to learn something new. All right, Pinterest marketing. A great place for newbie bloggers and small business owners to get website traffic is using Pinterest marketing. If you are new to marketing on Pinterest, then don't worry. I have a number of resources available to kickstart your progress. Without further delay, here are seven blogging resources around Pinterest marketing for you. I've got Pinterest Tips for Beginners, so you'd actually like that particular resource if you're all brand new to Pinterest. All you need to know about Pinterest SEO, understanding the difference between Pinterest and Facebook, quick hacks to joining Pinterest group boards, getting the most from your Pinterest business account, my best Pinterest course reviews, and a Pinterest marketing success story. As you can see, there is a lot to learn about marketing on Pinterest, a lot. So you may want to bookmark this particular post. Again, it's successunscrambled.com/blogging-resources. So you can pin that one, that particular post, to your favorite board, Pinterest board. Now, just when you thought that is all I have in terms of traffic, I have more blog traffic tips for you. Now that you've mastered the entry-level stuff when it comes to website traffic, let's spend some time looking at advanced level tips and tricks. I am also going to include a few stories from other bloggers so you can see what they did to get website traffic success. So I have secrets to increase blog traffic, organic traffic case study. Organic traffic case study. I thought I made a mistake there, but I didn't. So there is a woman by the name of Vivian, who I interviewed. You want to read her, listen to her story. Keys to getting your blog noticed. How one blogger got blog traffic in spite of anxiety and depression. And then simple ways to grow your blog traffic. Depending on your niche, it can take some time to get to 10,000 page views a month, or you can get to 100,000 page views a month in no time. Your choice of blog type will determine how fast your blog will grow. I know there is actually a difference when it comes to blog type. So all blogs are not created equal. You can just drop a blog, and it's not depending on niche, actually. It's depending on the type of blog. So essentially, there are six different types of blogs in terms of traffic growth. I created a case study showing you the four fastest growing blog types, which you can download using the link in the show notes. So if you want to see before, if it is you at a point where you haven't created your blog yet, or maybe you already have and you want to change the type of blog that you have, that's fine as well. Head over to successunscrambled.com/blogging resources and you'll see I left a link about the fastest growing blog types. And if you want your blog to grow faster, then you probably need to adopt one of those four types for your blog to grow faster. Okay, so it is now time to move on and look at the actual content for your website or blog. All right, so here are some content ideas. Ever wondered about the type of content to write and when to write it? Well, I have great news for you. There's no need to reinvent the wheel when it comes to finding content for your blog. If you think it has all been written before, think again. There are many blog posts written about resources for bloggers and small business owners. However, they are not going to be presented like this one. Everyone is different and the content resonates with each reader differently. Some readers will not like the way I write, for example. Some of them would like it, some of them would not. But for me, it's okay. I'm not going to change my writing to suit everybody. I prefer to be my authentic self, and whoever resonates with me, that's fine. So here's a list of blogging resources to help you with your ideas to generate content. BuzzSumo. If you want to know what content is popular right now and on which social media platforms, then BuzzSumo is your best friend. For example, if you are a food blogger and you want to know what's trending with pizza, you look it up on BuzzSumo. And in the results, I can tell you, because you're listening to the podcast, you probably can't see, but you should visit the show notes. I see four results here, and the top result is pizza is a healthier breakfast than sugary cereals, nutritionists say. And that particular post got 944,000 engagements on Facebook, which is amazing. And then number four, we have three best friends launch first ever Black-owned pizza and beer restaurant chain. And that one got 422,000 engagements on Facebook. And this one is all of the four results actually got a lot of high engagement on Facebook and very few on the other social media channels. Then we have here, I thought it was actually strange because, you know, something like pizza, I'm getting a little bit of engagement on Pinterest, that's just weird. So I decided to do a search for meal planning instead. And surprise, surprise, the first one on the list is Keto Diet Menu, 7-Day Keto Meal Plan for Beginners. That one got 813,000 shares on Pinterest. And on number four, we have 7-Day Low Carb Sugar Detox Meal Plan to Fight Weight Gain, Type 2 Diabetes. And that one actually got 82,000 engagements on Facebook. So we have a number mix. Instead of having all of the posts having engagements only on Facebook, most of the engagements on Facebook, we have a mix here where some of them got a lot of engagements on Facebook and others got a lot of engagements on Pinterest. All right. So head over to the show notes, successunscrambled.com/blogging-resources to take a look at what I have written there and the screenshots. Next up, we have Pinterest Smart Feed. To get an idea about what is popular and trending on Pinterest, the best place to look is the Smart Feed. At the time of recording this particular podcast, I can see on the Smart Feed, these are the things that's trending. So this, if you know anything about Pinterest Smart Feed, the Smart Feed is actually tweaked to your search habits. So mine is going to show stuff about blogging because I always write about blogging. So I have here how to pick a blog niche, how to increase daily views on your blog, what to include in every blog post, how to find the best blog post ideas. So these are the things that I'm seeing in my results in the Smart Feed. And then when I click in the search bar on top, in terms of trends, here's what's trending as of this particular podcast, as I'm recording it. Trending ideas, school organization, Irish tattoos, dream rooms, kitchen ideas, 21st birthday cake, rose tattoo, bridesmaids dresses, and boyfriend goals. So those are the things, as you can see, that's trending currently in Pinterest. So if you want to get some really, you know, awesome content ideas about what you want to write, etc., that's the best place to go. Next up, we have Pinterest topics. So still staying on Pinterest. And you can do the same thing in Facebook as well, except you have to at least go into the groups to see what's happening. But Pinterest topics. So there are two separate areas in Pinterest where you can find out what is popular by category and topic. So to explain to you the difference. So the Pinterest Smart Feed shows me what's popular based on my search habits. The Pinterest Trends shows you what's popular right now in spite of my search habits. It doesn't matter what my search habits are. And as you can see, the ones I read out there have nothing to do with my topic. However, you may be in a totally different category, for example, or topic or niche. So let me pull back the curtain for you and show you what I mean when it comes to finding specific popular items based on your specific niche. So you go to pinterest.com/categories and you'll see all the categories there. So you know Pinterest has all these categories like art, architecture, animals and pets, gifts, videos, etc. And there was a category called popular. Okay. But what if of all of those categories, your specific one isn't showing in that list? What do you do? So if you're a small business or blog and none of these categories sort of resonate with you, you feel a little bit left out. However, I have good news for you. You just type the following into the search bar. So pinterest.com/topics/your topic area, so your niche, whatever your niche is. It could be bouncy balls or whatever that is. And you come to a page that looks similar to the one I have in the show notes. I know it's really kind of hard to show you that on a podcast. And so in my particular case, I did pinterest.com/topics/meal-planning. And I noticed there that there are 62,400 followers that follow your topic one, meal planning. So you know instantly what's the size of your audience. So the most important thing here to note is that you could get to see how many people are actually following this topic. You'll also get to see all the topics that are related to your niche. So I'll see here, you know, you can't see this, but I can tell you. So the very top, I have meal planning, and then I have menu planning, weekly meal plans, money-saving meals, weekly food prep, healthy meal planning, frugal meals, freezer cooking. So these are the things that's related to meal planning. So to me, it gives you a little bit of insight as to how you can best create content, because the people who are interested in meal planning would also be interested in those other seven categories I listed there. There is so much more that I can outline here, but I already wrote an entire blog post called Blog Post Ideas, so I've left a link again in the show notes for that. You can also take a look at how you can find more content ideas via Untapped Niche Markets. I've left a link again in the show notes for that one. All right, now that you have a huge list of ideas about the topics you want to write, the next challenge for you will be planning your content. I do have a number of resources that will help you get the most out of your content creation. So here are a few blogging resources that will help you look like a pro in no time at all. So Evernote, everyone has a different approach to writing content. I know you always see bloggers asking, how do you draft or write your blog post? You always see that in Facebook groups. Some people prefer to write an outline and a draft in WordPress or even Microsoft Word, or using a third-party tool like Evernote. It appears that I have exhausted all of my storage space in third-party applications like Evernote and Xmind, so I no longer use those. But I left a screenshot in the show notes showing you how I organize my content, how I used to organize my content in Evernote, because I keep getting error messages when I go into Evernote, I think on my mobile device. It just means I just create so much content. Anyway, next on the list is AirStory. AirStory is one of those I discovered probably about 6 months ago, and now I'm going back into it. AirStory is very similar to Evernote, except it really helps with quotes and citations. It has this cool Chrome extension that allows you to save your research as you go, and it actually has the link, the person who wrote it, everything there. So when you're ready to cite that particular resource, especially if you are writing research heavy articles using things like Google Scholar, etc., AirStory is such a good resource for that. I've left a screenshot of how I use AirStory so you can get to see it in action, so to speak. And now that you have a place to create content, so whether you decide to use Microsoft Word, WordPress itself, Evernote, Xmind, or AirStory, so many different resources. Now that you have a place to write comfortably or create comfortably, let me give you some blogging resources to help you become successful when it comes to creating your content. So I have a blog content planner, which is essential for, planning your content, and it's free. You can grab these blog writing tips from one of my fellow bloggers. Nothing beats a good daily blog checklist. Just to reduce the amount of mistakes that you can make. If you're having problems blogging consistently, I've left again a link in the show notes so you can see what you need to do to help you blog consistently. You can reduce writer's block. Just in case after all of that you're still stuck, I left ideas of ways you can use to reduce writer's block. And a weekly blog planner also comes in handy as well. So I've left a link again in the show notes. You can access the show notes by going to successunscrambled.com/blogging-resources. Okay, up next we have Grammarly. As a creative, you may struggle with getting the grammar and spelling correct all the time. Who has time for that? You just want to create. I have the same challenge, so I use Grammarly all the time to keep my content on point. And one day I might decide to hire an editor to edit my content. But other than that, for now, I'm going to use Grammarly. Okay, so next up we have headlines. You may already be aware of this, but it is important to have great clickable headlines that drive traffic to your content. As a small business owner, you are not necessarily a rock star copywriter, so creating awesome headlines may not come naturally to you. This is why depending on other tools can help you generate headlines that can get the click. Here are four amazing tools that can help. Co-Schedule Headline Analyzer, AMA Headline Analyzer, Sumo Headline Generator, and Portent Title Maker. Now, Portent Title Maker is a bit over the top, but it's really good because it helps you to brainstorm possible headlines for your content. If you get a chance, try and have a look at all four of them and pick your favorites out of them and, keep using them through and through because, as you know, these owners of the software actually update them on a regular basis. I use them all at one point or another, depending on the type of headline that I need. Speaking of headlines, you may also need a landing page creation tool so that you can easily present your offers to your audience. Every blog post needs to have a call to action. Some call to actions or CTAs may require a separate landing page. To easily build landing pages, there are many options available on the market. However, here are my top five favorites. So I have Elementor, very, very easy to use. Thrive Architect, again, not as easy as Elementor. Can be a little bit more chunky, but great tool anyway. The conversion rate of it is much higher than Elementor. So, you know, of course, one is more pricey than the other. You can use a free version. There's no free version of Thrive Architect. So you really decide. Lead Pages, one of the landing pages that just has such a high conversion rate compared to Elementor and Thrive Architect. ClickFunnels, probably one of the highest conversion rates on the market. And then we have Kartra. Okay. So, you know, really up to yourself in terms of your budget, what your tastes are like and everything. You may want to look at all five of them. So as a rule of thumb, the higher the price for the landing page software, it means more or less that the conversion rates tend to get better. These industry experts have tested their landing page templates, so they know what works in terms of location of fonts, colors, even the opt-in fields and the buttons themselves. The size of the button, the color of the button, the shape of the button, you know. They have all these things, little elements that causes conversion rate optimization to, you know, be better on one solution compared to the other. Next up, we have video. Before you publish your blog post, you may want to consider adding engaging media like video to your post. If you're looking for software to create your video, then I have a few awesome resources that you can use for over-the-shoulder videos or just talking head videos. Just in case you don't know what I mean by talking head videos, most likely the video that just shows your head and shoulders are called talking head videos, and over-the-shoulder, then it feels like if you're literally looking over my shoulder and you don't see my face, but you just see what is going on in on my screen. Okay, so here are my resources, my top eight. QuickTime, which I'm actually currently using to record this particular podcast. It's great for recording over-the-shoulder videos. Filmic Pro is an app that I use on my iPhone to record talking head videos. Ecamm Recorder is really good to use alongside Skype to record interviews with either customers or with podcast, like a podcast interview session. That's what I use to record a podcast. The Ecamm Recorder plus Skype. Zoom is also good. If it is you want a nice clean video recording of a podcast interview or a video podcast interview, Zoom is the tool to use. Filmora is great for editing your videos. So is iMovie, but I prefer Filmora for whatever reason. It's just really, really handy. It works really well. I also use it to edit my my podcast recording. Loom, if you want to do a quick screen capture where you don't have to upload a video to YouTube, you can just share it on your blog post. You can use Loom. The quality of the video is not as clear as using something like QuickTime or any of the other software. And then we have Auphonic, and that's Auphonic. So you can call it Auphonic if you want as well. And what it does, it helps you. So like if you're doing a long recording like this one, it helps you to level the output sound of your recording. So if you're doing even a video, over-the-shoulder video, and you want that sound quality to be the same throughout, so you wouldn't have low sound and high and low and you know, all of that. It's just a sound leveler that's really good for that. And music in the background wouldn't drown out the person talking. Auphonic is really good for that. So to record talking head videos using your smartphone, you may want to consider using the Rode Lavalier mic, which is what I use to ensure that the sound is very clear to improve the quality of the sound of your recording. All right. Ooh, goodness, we're getting there. Image creation is next. So as a marketer, you understand the importance of using images to communicate your message and increase conversions. I have been using image creation software for a while now, and I continue to experiment with it as new offers come along. So here are my top five suggestions for image creation. Canva, everybody loves Canva. Many of our love-hate relationship with it because obviously you saw a nice free version and then a lot of the free features are now being taken up and you have to pay for those. So you have Canva, you've got Promo Republic, you've got PicMonkey, which is also another lovely one, Design Wizard, and Photoshop. Everybody knows Photoshop. A bit pricey. Actually, Photoshop is probably more expensive, should I say. Or is it the same? I think it's actually the same as Canva, isn't it? I haven't checked lately, but it could be more expensive than Canva. Sometimes you need to experiment with two or three applications to get the perfect image or to get the perfect message. As I mentioned to my readers many times in the past, I am not a graphic designer by any stretch of the imagination, but I make it work for me. All right, stock images. So one of the blogging resources that every small business owner needs access to is good quality images. Oh my goodness. I don't think I have ever used so many images in my life. For every blog post, I can use up to 5 images in one go. And I have over 100 blog posts. So that's over 500 images. So I can open a store at this point. Yes, some of the image creation tools do come with access to quality images, but you will not be able to use those in the blog posts, only for social marketing. So what do you do? Well, here are a few places where you can get stock images, both free and paid. Number one on the list is StockUp. That's StockUp. iVremix. Styled Stock Society. 123RF. Adobe Stock. Envato. I've left link in the show notes again. Links in the show notes again. Head over to successunscrambled.com/blogging-resources. It is so difficult to find great quality photos for free that have not been used by over 100 people. So purchasing a subscription makes a lot of sense for many small business owners. Next up, we have marketing. Woohoo! After creating your marketing images and you click the publish or schedule button, it is time to set up a campaign or plan your marketing for a week or a month. To help you do this effectively, there are a number of tools available depending on the time that you have available. Here are my top recommendations, including social media channels. So Buffer, I use it for Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Planoly, Instagram. Tailwind app, I use it for Pinterest. Viral Content B, I use it for LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Twitter. And Flipboard. Airtable, I do that for the actual marketing strategy. So I know, I look at how my marketing is trending over time and I use Airtable to plan it out, like quarterly goals, monthly goals, etc. And then finally, I use Recur Post to remarket all posts. When you get to 100 plus blog posts, it is impossible for you to keep track of what is going on and to market your old blog posts. So Recur Post is a really good tool that can help you with that. WordPress blogging resources. Woohoo! Did you know that 34% of websites globally are built on WordPress? This means that there are so many resources available for WordPress users. In 2018, Google rolled out a major update that penalized many sites for low mobile PSI scores. This means if you saw a huge dip in your Google search traffic and you tried everything, but your mobile PSI scores were in the red, then listen up. A few things you may consider changing are your WordPress theme, a caching plugin, your website host, as well as the plugin to handle embedded video. So here are a number of plugins that I use to speed up my website, as well as for security and spam. So I have Cloudflare, WP Rocket, WP YouTube Lite, WP Disable, Short Pixel Image Optimizer, Simple Author Box, and Social Pug. For blog security and backup, I use WordFence and Updraft Plus. For anti-spam, I use Anti-Spam by CleanTalk. for SSL certification and activation. Sorry, SSL cert activation, SSL cert activation and SEO. I use really simple SSL and use SEO. It is important to have your website or blog running at its best in order to get great rankings in the Google search engines. All right. So up, we are nearly to the end. Up next, we have work from anywhere. If it is your ultimate goal is to work and travel full time, and you need to see and hear about experiences from other people, then check out these three resources. I have 7 Digital Nomading Secrets, a 20-year digital nomad veteran, as well as 100-plus location-independent entrepreneur tips. Get the link, those links, you can find them in the show notes. Go to successunscrambled.com/blogging-resources. Now you can use these resources to get to your dream of working while traveling and make it a firm reality very soon. Time management and productivity. It's very easy to become overwhelmed as a small business owner, so it is important to plan and schedule everything. If you're planning to outsource some of your daily or weekly tasks, then you may want to consider using project management tools. Here are a few that I would highly recommend. We've got Trello, Asana, Airtable, 17 Hats, Dubsado, Acuity Scheduling. Obviously, Acuity Scheduling is more for those client meetings that you have. You want to schedule time in the calendar. Yes, you've got calendars in Trello and Asana, but for the client, for the actual scheduling where it goes into your calendar and the client's calendar, Acuity Scheduling is good for that. Dubsado and 17 Hats come with the ability for you to invoice clients if you are running a consulting business. With so many blogging resources available, it is almost difficult for you to run out of ideas for your small business. I think we've got a couple left. So we have affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing has two sides to that coin. You can become an affiliate marketer for someone else's products. You can also set up an affiliate program so that other people can promote your products. In an effort to monetize your blog from day one, you may want to consider looking at two affiliate marketplaces, namely ShareASale and ClickBank. You will discover that it is more profitable for you to consider high-paying affiliate programs as well as recurring commission affiliate programs to get a lucrative commission payment. If you want to set up your own affiliate marketing program, then there are a few options available to you. We have Sendow, Gumroad, Katra, and Thinkific. The first two are great for ebooks and simple memberships. So Sendow and Gumroad, very good. I think Gumroad is $10 a month. Can't remember how much is Sendow. But if you want to sell just ebooks and have a simple membership, so you can do that, like a subscription for images or whatever, you can use it for that. But if you have a more complex setup with full-blown courses and complex programs and different membership levels and all of that, you may want to consider looking at Kartra or Thinkific instead. Analytics. One of the best ways to check out your progress over time is to use tools to set up tracking. If you don't track it, then it is nearly impossible to tweak your content for improvements. Here are three tools that are great for keeping an eye on your website traffic. Fintezza, that's F-I-N-T-E-Z-E. SEMrush, that's S-M-R-U-S-H. Google Analytics. You can also look at the Search Console, Google Search Console. All of them have free versions. So Google Analytics and Fintezza are free, but SEMrush comes with a paid and a free version. Search Console obviously is free. All right. In conclusion, oh my goodness, we're almost there. Starting a small business or blog can be a daunting task, especially if you have no idea about the best blogging resources or tools that you can use. I have been in your shoes And I can tell you that it can be quite expensive when you choose the wrong solution. Listen to my experience. Save yourself some money. I want you to avoid expensive mistakes by taking advantage of these recommendations so that you can reduce errors in your business. So, over to you. What tools or resources have you used that you would like to share with me or with your fellow small business owners? Head on over to successunscrambled.com/blogging-resources to leave a comment there about what tools you've used that, you know, others would find useful. Remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you will be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or one of your favorite podcast players. If you're a teacher looking for extra cash, check out these side jobs for teachers, which are also great for anyone wanting to become a tutor. One thing that helped me save time is going on a media fast for 10 years. Do you need help with your TV habits? I have a stop watching TV resource that you can use. Head over to show notes and grab it. If you are just starting a journey where you're wondering what is possible for your future, then check out these 7 books for bloggers. If you're a startup or small business and you need to hire a virtual assistant to complete tasks such as social media marketing, blogging, keyword research, or Pinterest account management, then you can look at the outsourcing packages I have available. Head on over to successunscrambled.com/blogging-resources. All right, that's it for today. I hope you found that useful. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.